Chapter 9, Section 1.2, Conditions, Signals and Climatic Patterns. Let us consider the evolution of an act from a product to a commodity. In order to achieve this, a number of conditions need to be met. The concept of providing the act as a commodity must exist. The technology to achieve this must be available. The act must be suitably well defined and widespread. Finally, you need a willingness or attitude amongst consumers to adopt a new model. This latter part is normally represented by dissatisfaction with existing arrangement, e.g. the constant consumer complaint that this product is costly. These four conditions, concept, suitability, technology and attitude, are essential for any change of state, whether custom built to product or product to commodity. In 2008, the idea of utility compute had been around since the 1960s. The technology to achieve utility compute was clearly available. I had been running my own private version years earlier. Compute itself was suitable for such a change, being widespread and well defined. Finally, there was the right sort of attitude with clear concerns and dissatisfaction with the expense of existing systems. The four conditions clearly indicated a change was possible. Along with the four conditions, there are also weak signals that can help. In 123 Chapter 7, I talked about the use of publication types to help elucidate the evolution curve. Those publication types form the basis of a weak signal. By examining the change of wording in publications, then you can estimate whether we're likely to be approaching a state change or not. For example, a rapid increase in publications focused on use, 0.1 in figure 95 below, and a decline in publications on operation, maintenance and feature differentiation, 0.2, implies that we're approaching stability and a crossover into the more commodity world. See figure 95, weak signals and evolution. For more details. Lastly, there are certain climatic patterns that can help us to predict when things will change. For example, in 125 Chapter 3 we discussed how efficiency enables innovation through componentization effects. When a component evolves to more of a commodity, or a utility service, we can anticipate that this will cause a rapid rise in novel things built upon it, i.e. the genesis of new acts. We won't be able to say what those novel things are, but we can say, in conjunction with the weak signal above, when we're likely to see a rapid increase in this genesis. So, let us put these lessons on anticipation onto a map containing a single activity that is evolving. Starting with figure 96, then see figure 96, anticipation on a map. For more details. 0.1 Activities in the uncharted space are highly uncertain in terms of what is needed, AB dragons. They have a low predictability of what a low P what. Despite the risk due to their uncertainty, they also have the highest future potential value. It's a space where you have to gamble and experiment in, but it provides future opportunity. 0.2 Activities will evolve. The path of evolution can be described, hence predictability of what will happen is high. We know that custom-built systems combined with supply and demand competition will lead to products. However, the predictability of when this will happen is low, as it depends upon individual actors' actions. Furthermore, the predictability of specific change, for example this product will substitute that product, is low because we're still learning. Hence we know that smartphones will eventually evolve to a commodity, but we don't know whose smartphone will win the race at any point during that evolution. 0.3 There are weak signals we can use, such as publication types. Whilst the signals won't give us a definitive answer, the two executives traveling to the same location in their corporate jets might just be friends going on holiday. It can give us an indication. 0.4 There are conditions that need to be met before something can evolve to the next stage, concept, suitability, technology and attitude. 0.5 Activities in the industrialized state are well defined in terms of our interface to them, such as the plug and the socket for electricity. They give the appearance of being well known, highly predictable, low risk and have little differential value. Continued evolution will be about more efficient provision. 0.6 The introduction of industrialized forms will encourage new activities to be built upon them. Genesis begets evolution begets genesis. The predictability of what will happen, the appearance of new things, is high. However, just because we can anticipate the growth of new things, don't assume we can specify what those new things are. As noted in point 1, the predictability of what those new things will be is low. Don't confuse the two. We can anticipate what will happen, growth of new things, but we can't anticipate what those new things will be, Genesis. We can also refine our estimate of when this will happen through weak signals. The point of the above is to show that not everything that occurs is quite as random as some would make out. There are things we can anticipate. I use the terms P-what and P-when discussing our ability to predict something. A high P-what means we can accurately anticipate what a change will be. A low P-what means we can't, but we still might get lucky. We're now going to build on this by introducing two more climatic patterns: coevolution and the cycle of peace, war and wonder.